This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, America! That's right. This is Home Talk USA. You are now listening to the Invent America segment of our show, where we talk to different entrepreneurs, inventors, manufacturers, distributors, lawyers, anything that has to do with taking a simple idea. That's right, waking up at 3:30 in the morning with an idea, and you try to grab a pen, a paper, whatever, the next great invention. We just don't want your ideas to die. So we're going to walk you through a blueprint. And that's the point of this show. So you get to hear from the experts. And now I'd like to invite to the show my sidekick of the Invent America part of Home Talk USA, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how you doing? It's getting close for that trade show, Rita.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so just a little bit of an announcement. All right, ASD Market Week folks will be on with us on the radio for that first Saturday in February. The second right. Saturday in February for the when we air on that, I think like the 12th or something like that. But, so excited to have them on. They're excited to be on. So we are going to talk big about ASD Market Week.
And that's a new trade show that we're going to, right?
It is. And the cool thing is that we've got 800 square feet, so we are a huge booth. We are going to be recording from the booth, which is so much fun. They're excited about it. But it is for all consumer categories in America. So
wow.
Everything. And before we've gone to kind of isolated shows, but there is just this is a huge category for us and a big jump, and we are so excited. We've got a lot of new products that are going, inventors that want to be there to show off it. And the cool thing is that, for this part of it, it's inventors kind of in those early stages. So they don't really want to go alone. But they want to go and get some market research. Dollar for dollar, you get more market research at a professional trade show than you do by hiring anybody else to do market research.
Well, Rita, I'll tell you what. Well, great. Thank you for keeping us updated. But today's topic is what we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, prototyping, different phases of prototyping as we walk through the blueprint. Right?
Today we're talking we're talking about the intellectual property and how a good patent is not industry specific.
Okay, I apologize. I don't know why
no,
I got
that's
this.
Okay.
That's why I got you on my back. Okay. I know we've been talking about prototyping.
We have been. Absolutely, yeah. And it's a big part. But one of the things that we've learned, and some of it we understand better when we do a good prototype, is like, whoa, this could be done in other industries. This technology can be used other places. And the big crossover, believe it or not, is surgical tools and car repair tools.
Wow.
And when I tell an inventor, it's like, you need to have a search done that that goes across industries, because a good patent is not industry specific.
That's right.
It just blows their minds sometimes when they do it. We've got, you know, one lady, she and her partner developed a lead-free weight. And so we're talking about it, and, you know, I take a look at, you know, what was done for their intellectual property, and I go, there's a problem here. This technology could be used in a forest service, in agriculture, in construction, any place where you need something to hold something down, but you want it to dissolve back into the earth.
And you're right.
Whoa.
You're right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You want to look for crossover opportunities. That's what I'm saying. Take a crossover. And that's the point. How many times do you hear that at the shows where, you know, an inventor says, well, I started to, what really is why I invented this was for this, but look what it's doing now. And it happens all the time, you know?
It does. Yeah. And our guests today are perfect examples of how, you know, it's like, oh, well, I started with this in mind, but now I'm clear over here. And one of the guys that just really sparked the topic for me, he invented, he was so cool to talk to, he invented the refueling airplanes in air.
Whoa.
Decades ago.
Lord,
and someone told him, you need to make sure that you do not have this industry specific. And now his technology is actually used in outer space.
See? That's why we do the show, Rita. So let's talk about the subject matter and our guests that you got planned.
Okay, so we've got Russell Kramer is going to be on. He's got a product, and it can be used in a couple of different industries, and he's going to talk about that. David Claypatch is going to be on. He started out in the bike industry. Now he's in the trucking industry. And his product does, both of these guys, their product does the same thing, but they needed to make sure their intellectual property was not industry-specific, and I'm not sure why attorneys make that mistake, but sometimes they do. And then our last guest is a registered patent attorney, and he did Russell's patents for him. And he knows, you know, when he looked at it, and, you know, he has done several patents for guests who've been on the show, and he's really good at seeing those outer space things where it's like, all right, you're talking about this, but, you know, we could be using it clear over here.
Well, the biggest questions I get, like advice when somebody tells us, well, how long do you think it's going to take to get my product from A to Z, for, you know, from the idea to actually on the shelf? And I said, you know, specifically, we don't know, because it depends on what we've been talking about the prototyping in, because you got to get that. You know, and I hate to rehash what we talked about last week, prototype, but it's so important, because at the end of the day, you got to get that right. And then, but you have to be protected. You got to protect yourself at all costs. And that's where intellectual properties, you know, patent attorneys come in to protect your copyrights, and not only the copyrights, which is literature, but the patent rights. You all have to secure to protect yourself, you know.
Exactly. And I always, when they ask me that, I always say, well, it depends. And I said, I don't mean to give the standard lawyer answer, but it really does depend on, you know, the inventor's skill set, you know, what they can do themselves then as far as moving it forward, is, you know, in their prototyping, you know, what is their outreach in their marketplace? How fast can we get to a trade show? A lot of times inventors will say, I'm going to go to this trade show, and that gets them on track. It keeps them moving forward. And so, you know, when somebody's got, you know, a set time, if they're working a day job and they've got kids running around, it takes longer because life gets in the way for everybody. Yeah. And if they're focused, a lot of times our best inventors are retired because now they can focus. And their wives are saying, would you get in the garage and do this? You're making me nuts.
Well, Rita, there's our cue. We got to go pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk USA. This is the Invent America segment of our show with the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. We're going to be coming back with our guests, our topics. So if you have a great idea and you want to learn how to take your product to market from the time you're thinking about it to the time we can get it on the shelf, you want to stay tuned to this show because we have all sorts of education information for you. So stay tuned right here. Please visit our website at hometalkusa.com. When you're there, you can check out anything you want to know about our show, our guests, our topics, the Event America show, our television show at hometalktv.com, future guests, topics again. Don't forget to click our partners page, all our great sponsors that help to support this show is sitting on that website. So, all right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back. Me and the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton, right here on the Kings Broadcasting Radio Network at HomeTalkUSA.com. Yay! I'll come back now, you hear?
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, welcome back. That's right. This is Home Talk USA. You're listening to the Invent America segment of our show with my co-host and sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Rita, I'll tell you, I'm excited for this show. You got some great guests. So who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Russell Kramer. He has been inventing for decades. He's got two issued patents now. Just found out yesterday that one had issued a new one. So congratulations, Russell. That is awesome. And he's going to be at the ASC Market Week with us, and he's gone to trade shows with us before. So we are looking forward to representing his products out at ASC Market Week. And Russell, so tell our listeners about Klinos, because that's the one we're specifically talking about today.
Yeah, okay. It started in COVID, and you were just telling people anything you can invent that has to do with personal protective equipment, go for it. And so this was the result of that. It's the idea of, in that case of COVID, hey, we really do got to clean things here, or we're going to spread this disease. So it came of that, and it also came of the idea of what do you do when you're done using your pad or your rag for cleaning. You don't just toss it anywhere or it could still be contagious. So the other idea behind Klinos is it not only offers extra cleaning, but it offers protection after you dispose of it, and it also offers protection while you're using it. It covers your hand. It's a pad, a cleaning pad that's affixed to an impervious glove with a special crease pattern. So that when you're wiping, like when you blow your nose, you fold the Kleenex, right? So you get a fresh surface. So this allows you to get a fresh cleaning surface very intuitively by the natural motions of your hand to fold it in half. So when you're wiping, you're not recontaminating the surface. So it really provides extra cleaning and extra protection during use and extra protection upon disposal. And you're literally inverting this impervious glove over the cleaning pad and completely enveloping it, and so you're really protecting, you know, from the start to finish.
So your product does have industry crossover. We had talked about, you know, that, and your attorney protected you from the get-go, so you didn't have to go back and have anything redone. But explain to our listeners those different industries where Klinos makes a difference.
Well, I tell you, there's two that come to mind, and of course it would be like the healthcare, you know, which could be just walk-in clinics, hospitals, or something that's really dear to me is in the special needs, like direct care industry. And so that whole arena, you got to have extra cleaning ability. Sometimes, you know, if it's with individuals who can't help themselves, I mean, you're really in there having to protect yourself and to make sure they're extra clean. And then, so right, apart from healthcare, there's the automotive, and I'm thinking cleaning really goes in a lot of industries, but healthcare and automotive are two big ones here. And in automotive, I mean, you're often dealing with like volatile solvents or other types of stuff that evaporates in the air, volatile and as well as toxic, and so you want to protect your hands there. And also when you're wiping surfaces, you don't want to recontaminate the adjacent surface with a part of the pad you've already used. So again, it can fold over and give you a fresh cleaning surface. So it protects your hands during use. It provides extra cleaning on the surface and then conceals it and provides extra, you know, protection, because a flammable rag with all solvents in it, you know, is dangerous if you just toss it out. So this really does right, provide cleaning and protection.
It doesn't, in my vision of the product, and again, we've talked about this before, is that, you know, it doesn't replace a roll of paper towels above a utility sink. What it does is it's for, you know, a special situation, like, you know, somebody is really contagious. Well, you don't want to be handing them a Kleenex if they're really contagious. You want to be, you know, using a Kleenos if you've got to be there to help them. And again, when you're using dangerous chemicals, you want to be able to protect your hand. You want to be able to protect yourself. So there's, you know, it's an enhanced way of taking care of someone else or something. And so, you know, it's just, it made so much sense when we saw the prototype. So we're going to have Kleenos at ASD Market Week, but what's next for Kleenos? What are you trying to do?
Well, I got to prep for the show. That means getting the displays ready and kind of showing people just the applications for it, like considering like railings and then those push doors, like in hospitals and places where there's high touch surface, areas that you need to keep clean and then to make the displays and the hand that to display how it's used to get people familiar with it. So it's getting ready for the trade show. And I was getting a little crossed over with the copper microbe stopper there a little bit, but the idea is that you gotta let people know how it works and kind of distinguish it from what's out there. So it's the marketing, I would say, next. And then I got to work on looking into manufacturing and, you know, seeing what's the best way to kind of get it, you know, mass produced, because it's a very simple design. So they're sort of leading up towards, you know, getting it out on the market. It's the trade show and manufacturing.
So that's excellent. And I know it's like, you know, you've got TrueView that's going to be there, which is automobile accessory. And then you've got the copper microbe stopper is still in the same category of personal protection. All right. But when you think about all the different places, it could be on every single public building in America and around the world because it disinfects. And we had seen something similar to that, but it was a hard thing. So yours will fold around anything, which I think is so cool. And then your JarMate, which takes a normal kitchen jar and turns it in now to a easy, usable tool. You're a brilliant inventor and you do good consumer products. So we appreciate your being on today. We need to go pay some bills. I can hear the music playing. Russell,
all right.
Thank you. We will see you in Las Vegas.
Goodbye, Russell. That was Russell Kramer. All right, Russell Kramer talking about Kleenos and JarMate and copper microbe. So check out. How do we reach Russell Rita?
Go to the invent-america.com website, and all of our products going to the show will be listed there.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back right here on the Home Talk USA Radio Network, streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Me and Rita's going to be right back with another guest, another topic, right here. Stay tuned. Bye!
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News. News Update. A big payday for writer E. Jean Carroll, a jury in Manhattan believing her claims filed against Donald Trump, and now he's been ordered to pay. John Schaefer with details.
Former President Donald Trump must pay her more than $83 million. Last year, the jury found Trump accountable for allegations of sexually abusing Carroll in a department store dressing room during the 1990s. That was followed by defamatory statements against her.
Now, in response to the jury's verdict, former President Trump taking to Truth Social and writing, "Absolutely ridiculous!" Exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. And then in capital letters he writes, "This is not America!" Exclamation point. Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
This is the Invent America part of the Home Talk USA radio network. And, so if you're just tuning in, we're talking to some inventors, some entrepreneurs. That's what we're doing here right now. Talking about the trade show we getting ready to come up to, going to soon. But Rita, tell us a little bit about David Klepach.
All right. David is one of our really exciting inventors. And the reason I say this is because he's got one of those game changers that we talk about frequently. And it was so simple. And David is actually manufacturing at this point. So, and his website is www.lubintoss.com. His product will be displayed on our Invent America website as well. So David, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So, I gave you a little bit of an introduction and a pat on the back there, but I don't like to take away, you know, all the hype about what your product is. So tell our listeners, what is Lubintoss?
Lubintoss, well, we actually have two product lines right now, or two divisions of Lubintoss. It started out as a very simple bike chain lubricator. I was in the need of a lubricator myself. I was tired of dripping oil all over the garage floor, and so I invented a simple bike chain lubricator that worked very well, and that developed into a line of different products. The chain lubricator is a very efficient, very low-cost device for lubricating roller chains, like on bicycle chains, gym equipment, conveyor belt chains, anywhere where dripping would be a problem. So the first device is a very, you actually add lubricant to the device. It takes about, it's maybe about 2 tablespoons of lubricant in there. And so it's very confining, and it's wraps around the chain and keeps all the oil or lubricant on the chain rather than on the floor. And then that turned into, once we started using it for that, we realized that it worked very well on cables. So we did have to modify it for cable use because the cables were larger. Cables like on tow trucks, you know, winches, even the winches on the front Jeeps, you know, the you've probably seen the little tow winches on the front of the Jeep. When they get stuck in the mud, they can pull each other out, all those type of things. So we needed to adapt it to a spray can. So we developed a version of it that connected two spray cans that would spray the lubricant on a steady basis. So instead of just being limited to a couple of teaspoons of lubricant, now you have an unlimited supply to lubricate the whole chain and the cable, same thing.
Just in your description, you've gone from, you know, bikes to construction to trucking industry. I would imagine elevators, escalators, and anything else that ever needs to be lubricated, now you have crossed just a dozen industries.
Yes, definitely, yeah. And if you look the way that the traditional way to lubricate all of the things that you mentioned, it's usually take out an oil can with a paintbrush and slap everything all over the place. So quite messy.
Yes. And as a wife who has had to clean that stuff up, I get how messy it is. I probably, you know, I think the cleaner upper gets how messy it is, probably more than the doer when it's being done and the messy. So all of us out there who are the cleaner uppers, we really appreciate, you know, the fact that it's going to be less mess. And I would imagine that, you know, a lot of the cleaner uppers use the other product that we had on prior to is the Cleanos because, ew, that stuff is really yucky. But when you were dealing with Don to do your patent he did a really good job for you because this was something that we talked about. And when you went back and asked him, he goes, no, no, you're good. And so explain to us a little bit about how that conversation went with your patent attorney.
Well, we started out with a simple bike lubricator and then realized that it could be used for motorcycles and other metal cable industry and with modifications. So we kept going back and forth with the original idea, the original plans that we had, and we kept modifying that so that it was general enough to cover both of those uses, but specific enough so that we would hopefully get the patent for it and we'd be able to get it's bowled together on one patent, basically. Yeah.
Right.
So
A good patent is not industry specific, but it's amazing how often somebody says, well, you know, can you take a look at this? And I go, wait a minute, you look kind of like you're industry specific here. And it's like, well, this is where my product's going to be used, but it could be used a lot of different places.
Yeah. In the end, we ended up with a description that did cover both, both of the lubricators that we designed. And it took a little going back and forth. And like I said, it was general enough. We didn't want to specify sizes because depending on the size of the chain or the cable, originally it was designed for a bike chain. But then as we got into bigger cables and chains, we realized that the size of the device would have to be larger. So when you're designing something like that in the patent, you don't want to mention a size. You know, you have to try to think of what would somebody else try to what would the workaround be if somebody else wanted to try and copy you? And so you have to try to think of those ideas ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what's next for you?
Next, well, you know, right now I'm on LinkedIn. I'm just starting to do posts on LinkedIn. I'll be putting some videos on there. Same thing with YouTube Shorts. And I'm hoping to do some licensing with the inventor lady.
There you go. Well, we are looking forward to getting you out there and getting the product licensed for you and, you know, seeing you get into the marketplace in a big way in all of those different industries. Because it's hard. And, you know, life gets in the way for our inventors. And we want to always make sure that we're able to help you get back on track and get the product out there. So the attorney that you used is not going to be our next guest. It was a different one of the attorneys I work with. And, you know, the registered patent attorney is so important.
All right. We got to run now. We're up against the clock. That's David Klapach. Hey, Dave, how can we reach you? How can we reach David?
You could. Best way to reach me is at lubentoss.com. There's a message sheet right on there on the bottom. You can type me a message. I'll respond as soon as I can. And that's Lubentoss, LubenTOSS.com.
All right. That's David Klapach. All right, Mr. David, thank you for being our guest. Sunday Van America Show. All right.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, Rita, we got to go pay some bills, right, Rita? All right.
Yes, sir, we do.
All right, we stay tuned right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. This is Home Talk USA radio program, the Van America segment of our show. We'll be right back. Yay!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Guy. Don't forget to listen to our show each week and every week right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. That's 3 to 6 Central Time, 4 to 7 Eastern Time, and 1 to 3 out on the West Coast. All right, Rita, let's talk to David. I've been waiting to hear from him. Jonathan.
Well, Mr. Jonathan David, is our registered patent attorney. He had done the patent for Russell, who was our first guest today. But he's done, you know, the patent work for several of the inventors that we feature on Invent America. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So today's topic, we're going over the concept that a good patent is not industry specific. And when I tell an inventor, it's like, well, you know, you need to make sure that you kind of have, when you're doing that search, it's got to cross over and look at what are you doing and can this be done anywhere else? And they don't really understand why that's so important. Can you explain to our listeners why this concept of not industry specific is relevant to them?
Oh, definitely. When we draft, patents, we kind of, use a very broad brush because we know that we're going to be crossing over several industry lines and borders, so we don't really, you don't want someone from another industry kind of, messing with your idea and adding something, and you don't want to have it be too narrow because it obviously crosses over many industries at a time, frequently. A patent on many occasions can be used for several industries, not just one in particular. It doesn't need to be just for AI or telecommunications. It could be something for everyday use at home as well. So instead, most patents definitely are not very industry specific,
Well, and you've caught this a couple of times for our inventors. Why is it so easy to overlook?
I think many inventors kind of like are very possessive and want to kind of, show how it, we want to be as, detailed and specific as possible. And, obviously they may be painting themselves into a corner where someone from other industries or several industries can kind of reverse engineer, or just even people who are not even in the same industry can kind of use that, exactly their blueprint, but, add a few more touches to that to kind of distinguish it from that inventor and get a patent or more patents over this inventor. Many inventors have to kind of be educated about, how their patent should be, drafted, given, how it can, cross over many industries. So we've talked this, with several inventors we've worked with, and you see it all the time, so.
We do, and I think, like you said, the reverse of that is true as well. How somebody says, well, I want to use, there's nothing like this for this purpose. And it's like, yeah, but if you go out and you look in this industry in luggage, there's a whole bunch of these different things that now are applicable in, using this kind of product in this area. And a lot of times if those patents were written well, it throws out the inventor with the new idea. And they
exactly.
don't understand. It's like, but it's not being sold in my industry. Why can't I invent it? It's like, well, it's out there already. So all you're doing is taking something and putting a new label on it, but it already exists. And
exactly.
Sometimes inventors have a real hard time understanding that. And it's our job then to explain to them, the crossover and intellectual property. I had a gentleman it was a few months ago, and he got really cranky at me about, the patent process right now. And it's just not working well for the independent inventor. And I go, you do realize intellectual property has been around since about the 1400s, and it will be around long after we're all gone. So I'm guessing that even though it's going through changes right now, it's still going to be around in one way or another. So file your patent.
Exactly.
It's been around a long time. You got to have intellectual property to license and protect. And that is what we, want to go out with when an inventor says, I've got an idea. Well, let's just see, what we can do with that idea. And I get inventors all the time that, they'll go out, they'll get their search done, and they go, okay, well, that was the best $500 I ever spent because it's been done a half a dozen ways in different countries, and I can't do this.
Exactly.
Go on to your next idea. Good inventors always have another idea.
That's right. Good inventors always have a great idea, new idea. Great and new idea. All right, Jonathan David. Jonathan, how can we reach you? We'll get you. We've got to go through Rita, huh? Rita, how do we reach them?
You send me an email, Rita@InventorLady, and I will give you his information, and we are happy to help.
All right. That was Jonathan David, registered patent attorney. All right. We got to step away. Don't go nowhere. We got to wrap up this week's show. When we come back off a break after we finish paying our bills, so we just basically stay on the air. All right. We're going to be back with Rita Crampton, the Inventilator, and myself. Yay! Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. Rita, I tell you, we had a great show. We got all sorts of information for next week. Can we get a little teaser next week? Do you have the show kind of planned out next week?
Well, we are looking at having on more folks who are going with us to ASD Market Week. That's kind of where our focus is, getting all teed up. And for all of those people out there who know an inventor or are an inventor, please go to our website, invent-america.com. The form to fill out to be on the radio is right there. We have had wonderful response, Michael, in people signing up to be on this show, and I can't wait to go out and talk to them.
Well,
we have two more forms show up today. It's
and most importantly, Rita, it's free.
I know, right?
It's free.
I can't wait to get him on. He was so excited. He goes, it's free. My God, I can't believe anything's free. So we're going to have him on in the next couple of weeks. He is just wonderful, dynamic. He's going to be at the show with us.
All right, Rita, well, we've got to run. Thank you so much, and talk to you next week, okay?
Absolutely. Talk to you
next week. All right, you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network, the Event America part of our show. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator. Not to duplicate, please. Don't accept no substitution. I was green before green was even cool. Yay!
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonide, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.